Let's talk about Seawells real quick, sponsor of our recruiting report here on Sports Talk. And it's another week of the Daily Luncheon Buffet. What you got?
They were actually closed today, so they give you an extra day to sort of work up that appetite for Southern Fried Chicken tomorrow. Mm. Beef tips in mushroom gravy and carved applewood ham.
They might see me tomorrow because we've got a 12:30 press conference with Shane Beamer. You know, the Gamecocks open spring ball in the morning. So hit that up, then go back for Beamer at 12:30. And after that, slide by Seawells and chow down. How about that? That's what I call a good day.
This may be a rare week in which football gets less coverage than basketball does.
Yeah. We're around here, you know, with the two teams, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Clemson's on spring break. So we'll have that covered for you tomorrow, of course, on the website and on the show. And if you need the very best in the catering business, you want to give Seawells that phone call as well at 803-771-7385 or online at SeawellsCateringSC.com. Don't forget the Daily Luncheon Buffet every day from 11 till 2. This morning, Clemson gets the commitment from safety Tay Harris, 6 feet 195, out of Cedartown, Georgia. That's usually Georgia Bulldog country. And he was a one-time commitment to Georgia, but he flipped to Clemson after decommitting in January. He camped at Clemson last summer. He was in for their junior day March 9th. He's also close friends with Clemson safety Khalil Barnes, who campaigned on the part of the Tigers to get him to jump on board. And Harris said he called Dabo Swinney, who's in the Bahamas on vacation. And, of course, that excited him greatly, Swinney, that is. And he said after his visit on March 9th, he kind of knew Clemson was where he wanted to be. He's a fast guy. He's one of the fastest players in Georgia. And so they look forward to being able to put that speed to work. So he joins Clemson. He's the 11th commitment in the 25 class for the Tigers, the second at safety. Offensive tackle David Sanders has his official visit set, including USC, USC, April 19th, and Clemson on May 31st. So, he also has dates with Georgia, June 7th, Tennessee, June 14th, Alabama, June 18th, Ohio State, June 21st. South Carolina's reached into Miami Central High School to offer defensive end Floyd Bouchard, 6'4", 280. He's got a bunch of offers, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Maryland, Michigan State, Penn State, Southern Cal, Louisville, Oklahoma, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Missouri. And he's got officials to Louisville May 31st, Miami June 7th, Oklahoma June 14th. He was named the defensive line MVP of a recent combine in Miami. USC offered corner Tarion Grant of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's been committed to Purdue since January. Also, UCF, Alabama, Texas A&M, Florida State, Oregon, LSU, Virginia Tech, Arkansas, Florida, they've offered him. USC offered safety Carson Lawrence, 6'3", 180, of Chattanooga. He's been committed to Vanderbilt since last June. Defensive tackle Kyrese Excel, 6 feet, 295. Safety Justin Rowe, linebacker Leo Stez. Make that Leo Cefez, S-F-E-Z. Or maybe it's Fez, the S is silent, or maybe it's Cez and the F is silent. We'll go with Cefez, 5'11", 205, and 2026 linebacker Derek Duran, 6'1", 180. They all go to the Asheville School, and they visited USC yesterday. All are from Canada. Rowe was previously offered by the Gamecocks. The group was at Virginia Tech Saturday. Clemson down for an official visit May 31st from corner Dallas Golden of Tampa, according to Tom Loy of 24/7 Sports. He's also expected to take June officials to Georgia, Notre Dame, and Florida State. USC target offensive tackle Michael Carroll was offered by Texas A&M. 2026 offensive tackle Brody McWhorter, Cartersville, Georgia, recently offered by USC, was offered by Auburn. Clemson targets defensive tackle Christian Garrett, offensive tackle Mason Short, defensive end Isaiah Gibson, all Georgia natives, were at Georgia over the weekend. Clemson target offensive tackle Zaire Addison was at Southern Cal Sunday. He made a swing through the West Coast with stops at UCLA, Oregon, and Stanford as well. Receiver Stephen Collier of River Bluff set an official visit with East Carolina June 13th. Basketball, Clemson among the schools showing interest in 6'4". Furman transfer Marcus Foster, according to Joe Tipton of On3. This season, the Atlanta native averaged 17 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. Other schools showing interest, Arkansas, Indiana, Texas Tech, Georgia, Kansas State, and Florida State. Three Coastal players entered the portal. Freshman guard Jacob Meyer, junior guard John Sanders, and junior shooting guard Kylan Blackman. Quick response, Chris.
Jacob Meyer is a huge loss for Coastal. Kid that probably should have been freshman of the year in the Sun Belt. I mean, he had a terrific first season for them, so that's a major, major loss.
Winthrop guard Kelton Talford is transferring. He's a good player. Clemson women's guard Ruby Whitehorn is in the portal, John, and USC forward Sonia Ja is in the portal, John, flushing their way out of their respective programs as well. There you go with recruiting, brought to you here on Sports Talk by Seawells. Be sure to check it out. Website, sportstalksc.com. On X, use the hashtag STRecruiting.